puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Alan Gutman of Hampton, Virginia. I said, name an activity in the form of blank and blank, move the first letter of the second word to the start of the first word, and the result will be two modes of transporting things. What are they? Well, the activity is arts and crafts. Move the seat to the front and you get carts and drafts.
Oh, okay. There were over 600 correct entries, and this week's winner is Michael Fighton of Highland, Michigan. Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you.
So how did you figure that out?
Well, I started with rhyming activities, and then I went through a list of one-syllable activities, and it's probably one of the quickest times I hit it. Within 5 minutes, I had arts and crafts.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the postcard days.
Okay.
Quite a few years.
Is this your first time winning?
It is.
Okay, so you stuck with it. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a retired auto engineer, mostly hiking and boating and rebuilding cottages one at a time.
Well, I got to ask you, Michael, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
All right, take it away, Will.
I'm going to give you 2 5-letter words. You put the same 2 letters in front of each of them to make 2 common 7-letter words. For example, if I said aster and tally, you would put T-O in front of each of them to make toaster and totally.
Okay.
Grant and moose. If you were to tell someone to get out quickly, you would tell them to...
Vamoose.
Vamoose, vagrant and vamoose is right. Eater, E-A-T-E-R. And rough, R-O-U-G-H. So where would you go to see a movie?
Theater and through.
You got it. Lance, L-A-N-C-E, and thing, T-H-I-N-G.
Balance and bathing.
You got it. Fault, F-A-U-L-T, and scent, S-C-E-N-T.
Default and descent.
Excellent. Voice, V-O-I-C-E. Stall, S-T-A-L-L.
Invoice and install.
That's fast. Good job. Spice, S-P-I-C-E. Using, U-S-I-N-G.
Hospice and housing.
You got it. Mead, M-E-A-D-E. And sting, S-T-I-N-G.
Is it casting?
No. Well, the first one is something you can drink.
Lemonade.
Not lemon, but a different fruit.
Oh, like not lemon, but the green kind. Yeah, the green.
Oh, listing and...
You got it.
Limeade.
Limeade,
yeah.
Good one. Allow, A-L-L-O-W, udder, U-D-D-E-R.
Shallow and shudder.
You got it. Latin, L-A-T-I-N, state, S-T-A-T-E. And the first one is something you can eat.
Gelatin?
Yes.
And gestate.
You got it. Rain, R-E-I-G-N, under, U-N-D-E-R. And the first word is describing anything that's outside the United States.
Okay. Foreign and founder.
You got it. Here's your last one. Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, and stain, S-T-A-I-N. Say you're making a dictionary and you don't want to put every word in it, you would blank the dictionary.
Abridge and abstain.
You got it. Good job.
Those were tough.
But you did a great job. And then as you got it, you really got into the rhythm of it. How do you feel?
Oh, great. I like a challenge. I'm glad it was hard.
Well, that is awesome. You did a wonderful job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Michael, what member station do you listen to?
Michigan Public.
That's Michael Fighton of Highland, Michigan. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from Andrew Tewitt of Chicago. There are 4 countries whose names have 1-syllable anagrams that rhyme with Spain. What are they? So again, 4 countries, each of which you can anagram into a 1-syllable word that rhymes with Spain. What countries are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. To submit your answer, just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 8th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.